Hi guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. This is your host Eka, and I am really excited today because a lot of you know that I'm not the biggest consumer for clean beauty products. I think that they're really wonderful when they're done right, but I personally have a really hard time sometimes picking them out. But this brand really caught my attention, and I think it's because I immediately noticed that there is a difference when I use the serum, especially for my skin, and I've been really loving it. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to Dara Kennedy, who is the founder of Ayla. Welcome to the show, Dara. I'm so excited to be hosting you and to chat with you.
Thank you so much for including me. It's I'm truly honored to be included with so many impressive guests. I love the thoughtful interviews that you lead. I love your curiosity and just like digging into topics that you're passionate about. And I'm especially excited to hear that you're not a huge clean / green, whatever you call it, natural beauty junkie, because those conversations I think are really fun when we can really dig into that.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited because it's really magical what you've created with the serum. I've been really, really loving it. And I thank you for your kind words, by the way. They mean the world to me. And I'm equally a fan of your work, and I can't wait to learn all about you, actually. And if you could walk us down memory lane and tell us about yourself and your career and your background, and then we can dive into the brand.
Yeah, so I spent a number of years working in and around the beauty industry. I was very lucky to have a lot of wonderful roles at big companies and small companies, Elizabeth Arden and Living Proof, and then even, you know, working out of Marcia Kilgore's house when she launched Soap and Glory Cosmetics. So I've loved skincare and the beauty world ever since I was very young. And I grew up in a family of academics where that was the furthest thing from, you know, what was top of mind. But I was always really fascinated by the way that it combined art and science and psychology.
Yeah.
And so, you know, over time, I just started to think there's so many products out there that are intended to make people feel good about themselves, but the process of buying them and sometimes the process of using them too often doesn't.
Right.
So I built Ayla in 2011 and really built it on what I think is this universal human truth that we feel beautiful when we feel like we matter, like we're important. So now the way that I describe Ayla to everyone is we're a beauty business that's built on the power of direct connection to shape the best version of ourselves, both inside and out.
I love that. That's so cool. I like that. And the way you phrase that, it actually resonates with me a lot to hear it said like that. And I think, you know, it's interesting what you said, you know, coming from a family of academics, you know, my family as well, I can relate to that, you know, with my family's background. And I think it's interesting. I remember the first time I'd like mentioned like clean and green beauty to my father, you know, who has been a lifelong academic. And he was like, "What do you mean?" And I'm like, "Well, Dad, you know, it's not toxic and it's really good for you." And, you know, we're having the conversation, we're having the casual, you know, conversation. And one of his biggest questions then immediately was, "Well, what's the difference between that and it, quote, not being clean? I mean, at the end of the day, both things are working, right?" I'm like, "Yeah." So, like, you know, it was fascinating to hear someone with that background, you know, just kind of try to dissect these, you know, terminologies and understand. But at the end of the day, we all come down to this common ground of, you know, things work if you do them right at the end of the day, you know? So,
Exactly. And I think, it is so interesting when you're especially talking to someone who has a scientific background and who has that curiosity without judgment, about a topic like this. And I think that I see the world of, and it's funny, like there isn't even one way that everyone calls it, whether it's natural beauty or clean beauty or green beauty, or I prefer healthy beauty. I find that it's more positive and inclusive. But one thing that I keep coming back to is that it's not about in groups and out groups, you know, clean or dirty. It's really about a collective movement to make products better. And part of that better is efficacy, and part of the better is safety. And there are two things that we all want. So I think, like you said, it's a movement towards stuff that we can all agree on.
Exactly. No, absolutely. And I think I like what you said about the health, you know, aspect, because I think for a while, I know that, you know, a few years back, the health and wellness craze was really, I feel like, at its peak, where everybody was eating like avocado toast and like, you know, just going on a cleanse. And, you know, it was like the thing, right? But it was unbelievable. And I remember in that moment, you know, in those moments thinking like, gosh, I don't do any of that. You know, like I don't go on a cleanse every week and all this stuff. But even with that, I feel like we as consumers get so caught up in things that, quote, we should be doing, that we stop focusing on like, are we building a routine that is healthy? You know, is it something that an everyday for years to come, we can come back to time and time again, because we know this is what works for us. And that's where I find it to be interesting to see products such as yours that you've created, because they're able to be incorporated into a routine without you having to do all of this homework on what is the new thing right now. You know what I mean? Like all that stuff. I don't like that. That kind of culture, in my opinion, is more harmful than good. So I think when I think of a clean product, and the reason I'm even ranting about this is a clean product is healthy to me as well. You know, it's about the health. It's about the ease of use, you know, rather than just going out of your way and all that. So
exactly. And I think that brings to mind, you know, a couple things. I think, you know, we're seeing, you know, especially based on that timeline that you mentioned, we're now seeing this movement towards healthier beauty products as it matures, which I think is fantastic. And it's in a state where you like, yes, we create or we get formulas that are better for you because it's just sort of like the logical thing to do. But then the question is, what else? You know, if you're doing this, then what else are you about? And I think that's something that we all should be asking ourselves. And it's an exciting place to be in. And ultimately, it makes it easier for the end consumer to make a choice.
Right.
Yeah. And then between, you know, whether you're trying to follow a set of rules that define like how you choose what products you use or whether a product is good or bad, I think it's understandable that many of us seek out those rules and those guidelines because life is so busy and we have so much information coming at us all the time. But it's also important, and you were alluding to this, that to know that at the end of the day, when you have so many of those, it becomes disempowering. And what's important is to just, you know, question things yourself and think, is this what I want? Is this right for me? Whether it's you as a consumer or you as a business.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. I absolutely agree. And I think this, you know, there's a lot of different takes on it, I feel like, in the industry too, like when it comes to that understanding of like, what is it that you need, right? As an individual and as an individual consumer. And I think a lot of times, you know, like the marketing sharks out there, they can prey on people, you know, sometimes with that, because, you know, a lot of times, as I'm sure you know, Dara, like, you know, so many people are like confused right now, right? It's like, I mean, how many serums for hyaluronic acid do we have on the market, or like, you know, just night creams or whatever it is, right? And I think a lot of times consumers are like, well, what is right for me? You know, what is that sweet spot? And I think it just comes down to, you know, if people just sat down with like almost like a notebook and wrote down, well, these are my concerns, and let me find one product that just hits those concerns and stick to it for a few months and see where I'm at, I feel like we would literally unclutter the industry within the matter of like 1 year. Like I genuinely feel that way. Because that's really what it comes down to. And that's one of the big points that I think for me, it gravitates me towards, you know, brands such as yours, because like, for example, for your C serum, which is the serum I was referencing for everyone listening in the beginning of the episode, I absolutely love it because it does a lot of things. You know, it's not just going to brighten your skin. It brightens it, firms it, and makes it just more vibrant. You feel like you've done good skincare, you know, at the end of the day. That's what it feels like. And if you were to ask me as a consumer, Ekta, what are your needs? I would say, that's what my needs are, you know, like I want better looking skin, you know, and that's it. So I think that even something as simple as brands go, you know, taking that initiative and saying, this is what you will hope to accomplish by using this product, I think it will really cut down on the confusion, you know?
Yeah. I agree. And I think it's almost like looking at yourself as this like ongoing, beautiful experiment. And I think the reason why we made the sea serum that way and we made our sea soak bath that way is because it comes back to that idea of direct connection that we really built our business on. We have gotten so much feedback and had so many interesting discussions with our customers that directly inform both the brand collaborations that we do and the development of our own products. Yeah. And our intention, like you mentioned, it's never to crowd your medicine cabinet with like a ton of things that you don't really need, but it's to come up with products that fill gaps almost in ways that you didn't think that they could, or in ways that you didn't realize that you needed. And so the C serum is the result of really every conversation I've had with customers over the past 12 years. And I feel it's funny, in my prior life, I did a lot of consumer research, both qualitative and quantitative, and I loved it. And I especially loved qualitative research because I think that's where a lot of great insights come. And yeah. So I feel incredibly lucky to have every one of these customer conversations, because each one of those informs products that we develop and brands that we partner with and all of that. And I think in that sense, you know, it's also so funny to see what has happened with customer service in the past several years, which it's much less of a focus for a lot of companies, but I see it as a genuine privilege. And it's not, I don't mean that in sort of an old fashioned butler, like it's a privilege to serve you kind of way, but in the sense that like you get to hear directly from people who have fantastic ideas and really interesting concerns and really interesting problems to solve. And then, you know, for me, I get to just look at all of those as a whole and put together products to fit them. It's really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I love that. No, it's like solving a puzzle all the time. Yeah. That's so cool. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing is like, you know, the solution oriented mentality is actually very rare though. You know, Dara, I'm being honest, like even in science, like I look at, and I'm sure, you know, like in academia, for example, I mean, it's hard sometimes for people to even like wrap their brains around, let's focus on solutions. You know what I mean? Like, even though they're trained in it, even though they went to school for this stuff. I mean, and then, you know, when I look at the general population of consumers, I'm like, yeah, well, you know, that's where we're lacking. I feel like we don't want to focus on solutions. We want to focus on pretty things and sparkly things and, you know, all these distractions. And I get it. I totally get it. I do the same thing. But I think when you sit down for a second and go through the process of like, you know, well, what is it that is going on and how can I really shift my focus towards, you know, what do I need and what does my skin need? What is my health? You know, what are my health needs? Like that really shifts the conversation. So it's interesting. Yeah. But I love that you do what you do because that's really cool that you get to work with people and figure out, you know, what the solution is. That's important.
I feel really lucky. And I can see how it happens where, you know, whether it's in science or in any other discipline, we often come up with, you know, it may not seem like a full solution, but it's sort of like our vision can be very narrowly focused. And sometimes the solution does not lie within that narrow focus. It lies somewhere else that we wouldn't have imagined looking. And so I think that's where the direct connection with the customers really helps me because, and our team, because like, human conversations could go in any direction. You know, humans are messy and complicated. And that I think is like what's so interesting and what leads to real insight is just like having these real conversations and then figuring out from that, what do people need?
It's exactly. Really interesting. Exactly. Yeah. Communication. I mean, it's like the number one factor and even figuring out if you have a need to, you know, address. Like, that's the thing. Like, I feel like we keep popping up with these new, you know, I guess, especially in skin health, I see a lot of times there's new, they're not even pathologies. They're just things, you know. People are like, it, before it was just fine lines and wrinkles, right? Like, yeah. 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's like, fine lines and very fine lines that, you know, makeup settles in, and just, it's just crazy how many terms we've come up with over the years. You know what I mean? Like,
and
it's just, it's baffling to me, because I think, again, it's the plethora of options and not having that honed in focus on what's actually going on that I need to fix. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think it's definitely an interesting place we're at right now in the industry. And I, speaking of places that you wouldn't think to look, I really want to actually dive into the C serum itself, because I know that you've done some real magic here with this formula, and I would love to learn about it in terms of, like, you know, what went into it from the scientific perspective, and how you came up with this overall.
Yeah, well, I'd love to talk about that. It's, and I think I might actually start the story where it began with our sea soap, which is a product that we created after hearing from our customers over the past several years about, you know, how they've been feeling so much stress in their lives. And it was really interesting. You know, people would come in and they'd come in for a facial, and the number one thing they'd say is, "I'm stressed out." It wasn't, you know, "I'm really concerned about this one particular line here." And so I thought it would be great to make something, to make an experience that would help with that de-stressing process. And then at the same time, there are a lot of fires here in California, so I was looking for something detoxifying. And then we developed this bath, which is a combination of hand-harvested seaweed from the coast, that's, you know, off of the coast of Santa Cruz near Monterey. And sea salt from the coast of Big Sur. And it's a really great way. It's a full, it's technically a bath, but I think of it, it almost has the effect of a deep tissue massage. It's so powerful. And what I love about it is it shows you how powerful just two simple ingredients can be when they're at the highest possible quality. And also, like, just makes you think about, where might these ingredients coming from that I'm using? Not necessarily in a way that's fear-mongering, but more just like curiosity. And then what does that mean about the planet that they're coming from? And so that idea of, you know, circularity has always been very much a theme running through our business. We call that approach that we take both to inner and outer beauty and our connection to the planet and how we give back bio-integral beauty. And then so, it was funny, when I was taking the bath, what happens is you squeeze this bag of seaweed and it emits this beautiful gel. And it's just from the seaweed, and it's soothing and it's hydrating and it feels amazing. And I thought, this is great, but I'm not going to take a bath every night. So how do I bottle this gel and use it every day? And that was where the idea of the sea serum came. And then I thought, in addition to being hydrating and soothing, what if it addressed the things that I hear our customers most often bring up in our conversations? And we're lucky because we carry so many wonderful brands in addition to our own. And so we get to hear these conversations on a very broad level. Yeah. And then I thought, if I look at those things that come up time and time again in those direct conversations, is it possible to put all of those into this one formula in a way that makes sense, in a way so that the ingredients work together in a circular, synergistic manner, and you get results that get better and better over time as you're using it? So I feel just so thrilled that we're able to put it together in the sea serum. So it does have the same kelp that's in the sea soap, the same kelp that's harvested from our forager, Ian, who's amazing. And so I think having that direct connection to the ingredients is really cool. And I think it makes a difference in the end product. But then in addition, it has a bunch of other seaweed and sea plants that work together to make the cycle of benefits. So you've got skin that you might first notice that it feels hydrated because a lot of us are. This is another thing that I learned after seeing people come into our space over the last 12 years. A lot of us are dehydrated. And when you're dehydrated, the active ingredients that you put on your skin can't adequately get in and do their job. So you usually notice that first. And then you see that it feels smoother and it looks brighter and then it acts calmer and then it seems more resilient. And then ultimately, the longer you use it, it feels firmer and stronger. So it's got the kelp. It has five more additional seaweeds and coastal plants, all of which have these synergistic effects. So some of them are great for UVA protection. Some are great for UVB. They're fabulous antioxidants. A lot of them have firming benefits, very soothing. And then there's also, you know, all of our favorites like hyaluronic and polyglutamic acid and niacinamide and squalane and peptides. And each one of them was very specifically chosen to create this virtual circle of benefits that adapts to your needs. So I've been using it every day on my own skin for the last 2 years, 2.5 years. I will never stop.
Yeah. No, it's like amazing.
One of those things where, like, no matter what is going on, where I am in the world, it's just my constant.
Yeah. And that's why I love it so much, because it is like, I feel like, you know, going off of everything, by the way, the formula is phenomenal. I just want to say
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah. It's really phenomenal. And I hear you when you say you've been using it for 2 years, because I really did fall in love with it the first time I used it. And I felt so good on my skin. It felt for like, for once, it felt like a serum is not trying to like do something to my skin. You know what I mean? You know, like with active, like you can immediately feel something is tingling. And I'm like, I don't want any tingle. Yeah. I don't want any of that. You know? So it was so nice to have that experience, first of all. And then I noticed immediately my skin was just more hydrated. It was beautiful and it was glowing. And so naturally you want to, you know, obviously use that product again if you get those results. And that's just kind of the experience I've had, you know, and I've been using it as well, you know, pretty regularly. And so I hear you, and the formula is amazing. And one of the things I wanted to actually bring up to you and ask you if you, if this came across the table for you when you were crafting this, was I remember when I was younger and, like, you know, we traveled to different countries, we traveled to different areas of the world. And a lot of times you hear this conversation come up that depending on where you are, your skin changes, right? I mean, it can either be in environments where it's thriving or environments that are making you break out. But I've always noticed that with especially the water that was nearby, natural sources of water, if you go for a swim or, you know, you really are there, it really impacts your skin, like in a great way sometimes, you know what I mean? And so I felt like, you know, when you were, when I was reading about it, and also when you were explaining it with the different species of seaweed, like, that is huge, because we don't often talk about these things, you know, when it comes to products that are made by endemic species in different geographical locations, you know, there's a huge benefit there scientifically. Yeah. And I don't think we've tapped into it nearly enough, you know? So I'd love to hear about that.
I completely agree. And it's one of those things where, and I think it goes back to so many things. It goes back to our original conversation about, you know, like, do you have to choose between efficacy and good for you? And that was one of those things where I was like, this product has to be both. It just has to. But then I love that you asked the question about, you know, when you're in these different places and you notice the impact on your skin and your body, these seaweeds that we included have, you know, they've evolved over hundreds of millions of years with protective and rejuvenating mechanisms. They're like the hardiest plants on the planet. And so, you know, I think when you are swimming in the sea, it's just like when you have that direct connection with something natural and it's good for you, you really feel it very deeply. And so, yeah, in the formula, it was interesting because at first I was thinking, should it be something that is very hyper-local like the sea soap? But then the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know, like we do all come from different places. And I wanted to bring together the benefits of plants and sea plants from different places, not only to create a more comprehensive formula, but also so that, you know, a big piece of the Dara Kennedy brand is giving back to the planet because we are all connected and that connection is beautiful and important to protect. And so for the sea soak, it goes back again to the hyperlocal point of protecting the coral, the kelp beds that we source from, like directly. Whereas the sea serum is more about helping on a global level. And so our partner for the sea serum is Climate Change Makers, which does advocacy work that I think has the biggest impact globally than anything else that we could pick. You do see the combination. So we have some plants. We've got the California plants. We've got some Irish plants. We've got some plants off the coast of France. And they were all chosen because they work together and provide this like very comprehensive cycle of benefit that is just like the best. I was trying to encapsulate this in a simple way. And so I always come back to the word biointegral because it's about how the formula works together. It's about how it works with your skin and that like continual feedback loop. And then it's also about the connection with the planet. And just like we have to remember, especially moving forward, and if we're working with natural extracts, that we have to safeguard the planet too, because that's where these wonderful things come from.
Exactly. No, I love that though. I love that you have this very, like in a very meaningful way, you've tied this in together, because I think sometimes, and this actually rubs me the wrong way when, you know, many brands do this, I feel like now, is just throw on a label, you know, like, oh yeah, we're giving back. But it's like, are you though? Like, you know, what are you doing that's giving back? Like, and it's always, you know, obviously you don't want to be rude when you're talking to certain people, but it's like, you as a consumer, I'm always wondering that, like, where is that give back? Because I'm not seeing it, you know? So I like that you built it in to your brand. You didn't just say, okay, well, we're going to do this and then we'll think about it later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really built in. I love that. And I think what you said is so right. You know, I think as much as there is benefit in these plants, especially things that are, you know, they've been around for so long, they've adapted to the environments that they're in, there's a huge need to replenish them, because they're not just doing things like making great ingredients for the products we love. They're doing great things for their ecosystems. And, you know, it's so important to understand that. You know, I think everyone should understand that at this point. You don't need an ecology degree to, you know, to figure that out at this point, I feel like. But I definitely am a huge believer in this idea of, you know, I'm sure you're aware of, like, people talk about, you know, certain bacteria that thrive in like very extreme, like, you know, they're extremophile. Uh-huh. And so I feel like with plants, they're very similar in that way, because they're, when they're surviving such harsh conditions over time, their DNA and their actual machinery is being altered. And so when you're utilizing whatever compounds are working inside of them, you're essentially strengthening whatever it is you're putting it on, you know, that extract, whether that's your skin, whether you're ingesting it, you're working with a very, you know, sophisticated level of biology at that point. And that's something I've always found to be very fascinating with clean and green beauty, to be honest. You know, going back to that conversation, I think that's where the real money is, you know, in terms of like understanding, like the real sweet spot with green and clean beauty is that, let's talk about that a little bit more, you know, in the sense that it's not just that we're using plants. No, you're utilizing the immensely sophisticated technology that these plants have created over thousands and thousands of years, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I love that you're making that point, because I think, you know, there can be a tendency to sort of like go a little bit mystical with these things, you know, and be like, oh, but yeah, like, yes, they've evolved over hundreds of millions of years, and like they have created these adaptations that are scientifically proven. And again, it doesn't have to be a choice between like, you know, something mystical and something clinical and scientific. You can combine them, and that's exactly where we should be.
Exactly. Exactly. And I really think, when you had mentioned the UVA and the UVB, and that is something where I think it really shines. And I remember having this conversation, I kid you not, it was a long time ago, with a brand that was very based in algae, and they were really working with it. And I had this conversation and I said, I can't wait for when we finally come to a point where we're not using, zinc and all of these like minerals that are getting absorbed in our bloodstreams, and we're going to plants and figuring out how they're protecting from UV radiation. And it's a very real concept that needs, you know what I mean, that needs to be, I think, more studied, more obviously, but also adapted into OTC products. Is, there's a real genuine natural protection that occurs from plants when it comes to UV radiation. And I mean, we want to think, I think, as consumers, like, okay, certain minerals are working, that's great. But I think when you push those boundaries, there's no other niche that I've seen push that boundary more than green beauty. It's a great area. And that's another reason why I'm like, I'm not against clean and green beauty. I'm just not, even though I'm a scientist, I think it's great, especially because I'm a scientist, actually, so I think there's so much potential there. And I wish people would more so go in that direction with green beauty rather than, you know what I mean? Like the mystical stuff that you were referencing.
I agree. And I do think, and I always am careful to say you have to, still wear your sunscreen. This is not a sunscreen product. But, it's also, again, because another thing that we observed over the last 12 years at Aayla is, a lot of people want to diligently wear sunscreen, but it doesn't feel nice, or they forget, or even if they're diligently applying it every day, they're probably not applying enough. And so it's just nice to have something, a supportive product that is made knowing that, knowing that we could all use a little bit of extra or a lot extra antioxidant protection in our daily routines.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I love it. I think, I haven't tried the soak, but I know that the serum is a heavy hitter for me. I mean, it's a really, really great product, and I think the
Thank
thought
you.
behind it has been truly remarkable because it works. And I think at the end of the day, as consumers, the most we can hope for, and this is real, I mean, for everyone listening, I'm just being very honest when I say this, to be as realistic as possible is to hope that your skincare will maintain the level of integrity that your skin currently has, like in this moment, like 2 years from now. That should be your goal. It shouldn't be rewinding the clock, because that's not what skincare is meant for. You're supposed to have fine lines and wrinkles and with time, but how do you age, right? It's like that, like, are you aging well? That's the point. And I think that's where I find, products that are more sustainable, like in the sense of like sustaining your natural, skin and the normal environment that you're usually in, that those are more beneficial to me in the long run than crazy actives and, all of these crazy, crazy products that we want to come out with from a scientific standpoint. I would rather put those aside and go towards something that's like my everyday serum, my everyday moisturizer, that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to see results like that. Yeah. So I think that's so important as consumers to keep that in mind and to make sure that even though you have all of those actives and all of those things, it's great, it's wonderful, but do you have a stable routine? Do you come back every night to a stable routine? And that's something that I think we could all think on a little bit more,
Yeah, I agree. And I think it also, interestingly, it goes to the question of like, I think it's hard to sort of like, I'm so glad you said it. And I think it's also like a hard thing for people to hear of like what's the best that they can hope for. But I think the other way to think about it is, like what does beauty mean to you? Like what does beauty look like to you? And one of the things that we heard about, to your point, is not beauty looks like I have no lines and wrinkles anymore, or like it's, we talk to people who are fully realistic and say like, I want to look vibrant. I want to look like the best version of myself. And so I think it really makes the most sense to use products that are designed to do that are designed to really work from the inside out, impacting that vitality that you project to the world.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I love that. And I agree with you. I completely agree with you. And it's crazy that you bring that up because, when it comes down to it, even the science supports all of it. That exact concept is what science is supporting. Because when we look at things like longevity science, right? I mean, right now it's really
Yeah.
buzzing. Everybody's into longevity
It's
science,
so fun,
pharma,
yeah.
everywhere. It's everywhere. And so I love it. I love it. And I think that the pillars of longevity and all of that stuff, right? But here's the thing. It all comes back to what you said. Like, if you are stress-free or if you're de-stressed, you're automatically elongating your longevity.
Yeah.
Automatically, period. Like, all of the pillars that we create and we come up with in the scientific world and all the academic articles and all of this stuff, you know what it points to? It points to being and feeling the best version of you that you could possibly be. And
Yeah.
whatever that is for you, if you keep doing that, you're gonna automatically see results down the line. And I think that's where I'm like, I don't stress too much anymore about my skincare products, to be honest, like personally speaking. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure you're the same. You have your own brand. You know what I mean? You know what works for you. But I think a lot of us can, we can benefit from not stressing anymore, because
Yeah.
that's where you're gonna shine. That's where you're gonna become. You want a brightening serum? Don't worry about the serum. Worry about yourself, your inner happiness. You're gonna glow automatically. So I
Yeah.
feel you. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really interesting. I think that that's another thing that we've heard a lot time and time again from our these direct connections with the customer. It's less about, and it's not like someone comes in and they're like, I really just if my skin would look better if I were did all these things internally that helped out. I think sometimes those that connection isn't immediately apparent. And
Yeah.
so I think the more that people talk about it, the better. And it's one of the reasons that why we introduced this holistic section of Ayla, because that idea of beauty from the inside out, this biointegral concept has been in our belief since the very beginning. And over time, we just naturally started adding products to our shelves that didn't follow under the usual skincare or hair care or makeup categories. We have a lot of supplements now. We have traditional Chinese medicine inspired tinctures. We have Bach flowers even. And I think it's important because like these internal treatments could actually be the missing piece of your skincare puzzle in some cases.
Yeah.
To your point earlier, it could be about dealing with stress. We started carrying this like amazing stress relieving probiotic that acts on the gut brain connection that really works. I think we started carrying a vitamin C because I think there's this misconception that applying vitamin C to your face directly will reach the dermis and cause you to build more collagen, where it's actually the vitamin C you ingest that will have the most impact on all of those collagen building activities. And
Yeah.
so, yeah, I think the more we talk about the action of inside and out, the better for everyone.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you. And I think that is such an interesting topic as well, is this idea of like ingestible beauty versus topical. It's a huge topic, and I think people are starting to get to the point where they're, I think, understanding that I can't just pile on 8 layers. I need to think about where the stuff is going. Like, let's be
Yeah.
real. And I think that's where we're gonna see a huge, huge boom, with the supplement realm, and especially
Yeah.
now because supplements are so good now. It's interesting you
Yeah.
brought that up.
Yeah. They are good. And I hope that we get to a point. And again, I think it's going to be sort of like this movement through the idea of natural and clean beauty, where like there were moments where it was a little bit like it's a growing movement, and so you go through periods where there's like infighting, which defeats the purpose, but then eventually you get to a better place. And I think with supplements too, for a little bit too long, it's been sort of very wild westy world, even more so than the world of topical products.
Yeah.
And And it leaves you, and this sort of goes back to, you know, why we started this business in the first place. It leaves you feeling bad, not only about just, you know, if you don't feel good after you've used something, but you're just sort of like, I've been had, and I can't believe that's actually legal. But there are some that are really good and really effective. And, you know, I just hope that as an industry, we can all push ourselves to question what's in them and to question the quality and question the science behind them and really do the due diligence required to make sure it's safe for everyone.
I totally agree. And yeah, with everything as well, because yeah, this whole idea of dosing has been, it's been a huge question mark for a long time. I completely agree with you. I remember like when we were, I don't know if we're the same age or not, but I'm in my mid to late 30s. And I, when I was growing up, supplements were like, oh no, I'm not taking a supplement. Like,
yeah.
I'm not, I refuse. I do not want to end up in a hospital bed for liver failure. You know, like,
yeah,
it was like that.
That's interesting.
Like, yeah.
I'm 46.
Yeah.
I grew up in a tiny town in New Hampshire. So we weren't super supplement savvy. However, I will say my mom, I grew up taking vitamin C, like mega doses of vitamin C every single day. And it makes me think I should talk to my mom about what prompted her to do that. But I think it's her mom was a nurse in Thailand. And I think her mom was like, give the kids vitamin C and cod liver oil every day. And then it's sort of like, lo and behold, now we find out that those are still really good things. Even though cod liver oil is truly disgusting, I refuse to take that.
I hear you. No, but I mean, it's interesting though that we have these. You know, supplements are in human culture. Like they're all they've
yeah.
always been. We call them in the East. We call it Ayurveda. It's been there for centuries. Well, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, but it's like, but what you said though, like the market, like for some reason, that's why I think for me, I'm not going to lie to you, like just as a side note, like it kind of blows my mind that things went awry with supplements early on because
yeah.
we've had them for so long, you know? Like,
yeah.
You would think that everything would have been, you know, kind of smooth sailing there. But yeah, I mean, I'm hopeful for the future. I think there's a lot of great brands. I love that you guys carry them on your site. And that's something I wanted to actually clarify for our listeners is when you guys go to Ayla Beauty, so AYLABeauty.com, you're going to notice that it's a wonderful storefront for these amazing brands and products. And everything is just so unique and really, really lovely. So I really urge you guys, if you're looking for a new place to shop and a new place to explore products, this is definitely your go-to site. And I really highly recommend it. Obviously, in addition to the iconic C serum by Ayla themselves, but I really recommend you guys check it out because it's really great. And you'll discover a lot of great brands and products on there. Like I found, Dara, I found a bunch of brands that I never heard of, but I was reading about them and I was like, this is so cool. You know, like I didn't.
Yeah. That has been since the beginning. One of my favorite things is to just find really great products and brands and get to know them. And, and maybe it goes back to the years that I spent as a brand consultant too, but trying to figure out what is it about these brands and these products that what can I say to help people understand their value because they're amazing. And I feel really grateful to be able to partner with them and I'm especially excited that with many of them, we've done collaborations. So like with 12 Beauty, there is Dara's Water, which is a really cool cleansing water. And then with My Have Torn, which is based in Sweden, we've done a couple things. We did an exfoliating foot cream with them because I was like, I can't find one of these anywhere. Why is that? And then we also did a richer face cream with them. And then we do a tea with them that sells out in less than 24 hours every year. It comes out once a year and it's a bonanza.
Oh my God, I need to set a timer. I must try it.
You do actually. I would suggest if anyone wants the tea, you have to sign up for the back in stock notification to probably have a chance of getting it because it goes like crazy. It's so funny. And well-deserved. It's an amazing tea. And it's also just sort of like, when else do you get to drink a tea when you know the people who have been picking these sea buckthorn leaves by hand on this orchard that has been in their family for centuries? It's really fascinating. And then Marie Veronique, which is a brand that I adore, they made a face oil for us called Dara's Oil. So there's a lot of really, there are a lot of really cool collaborations to discover. And I'm grateful to all of the brands for doing them with us. It's been really fun.
I love that. I love that you've created that space too. Thank you for doing that. We need more like of these, you know, very like curated places to shop, I feel like, yeah, now with beauty. And it's so important right now, especially with the landscape and the way things are and yeah, what we talked about. It's just so important. So
yeah, exactly. I love it. Oversaturation has been an industry issue for a very long time. So I think curation and connection is really where it's all at.
I totally agree. And for everyone listening, I really, really hope that you guys will check out ALSC Serum. Again, it's a really great, like, everyday product. You can put it in your kit, your skincare kit. It will be used every single day, trust me. You know, whether it's under makeup, whether it's on days where you're just lounging around at home, it doesn't matter. It's just a really great serum for maintaining your skin health and also just rejuvenating you. You know, there are days for me personally where my skin, there's nothing really wrong with it. I don't need any kind of exfoliation or anything. It just looks dull, you know, and I've tried it on those days and it really brightens up my skin. It just brings it to life, you know? So
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah. It's a great product. It really is. And I absolutely love it. And I really encourage everyone, check it out. I will be linking everything in the concept art for this episode, but Dara, thank you so much for your time and all the wonderful things you're doing. I am such a fan. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ekta. I love conversations like this with, you know, people who are just so curious and have a lot of just like very, very well-formed opinions. And it's just, it's really fun. So I really had a fun time talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And for everyone listening, I'll be back next time.